It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship. It is February 28th, and we're glad that you're with us this morning. The Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalm 122, verse 1, and this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, 24. It's time for our opening prayer. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together for worship. We thank you for your loving watch care throughout the night. And now we pray for your spirit to come and teach us this morning the things we need to know. Anoint the words of our pastor, fill him with your spirit. This we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our worship is going to be, our time together is a little shorter this morning. We're going to have worship and we're going to forego the wellness segment on today. Let us move forward. We're in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Turning your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 16. Let me just get there real quickly. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. The Intercession of Christ, from a book called Homeward Bound. And it says, the sanctuary in heaven is the very center of Christ's work in our behalf. It concerns every soul living upon the earth. It opens to view the plan of redemption, bringing us down to the very close of time and revealing the triumphant issue of the contest between righteousness and sin. It is of the utmost importance that all should thoroughly investigate these subjects and be able to give an answer to everyone that asketh them a reason of the hope that is in them. You see, my brothers and sisters, a lot of us focus only on the cross. The cross is so wonderful. Without it, we could not be saved. But guess what? We could not be saved also without Christ's ministry for us in the heavenly sanctuary. You see, there are books there, and those books have records. And when you give your heart to Christ and you give your confession of sin, those are covered by the blood, that they are not erased. That's why the Apostle Peter said in Acts 3:19, repent and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus, whom before was preached unto you until the time of restitution of all things. So this was after the death of Christ, and the Apostle Peter said that they were to repent, that their sins might be blotted out at a future time. You see, the law of God is the very center of Satan's accusations. He claimed in this great controversy that we could not keep God's holy law. And so Jesus died, and his death is to forgive us for law breaking. But that does not answer Satan's charge. That just forgives us of part of Satan's charge. So Satan also charged that once man sinned, God was not going to forgive them. So that, of course, put that charge to made that charge a lie. But Satan says God's law is unkeepable. So God, through Christ, Christ actually came and in human flesh kept God's law without any help that we don't have available to us. He didn't use any of his divinity to overcome sin. He only used that which was available to us, which was the Holy Spirit, my friend, communion with his Father. That's why we need to be much in prayer and in study of God's word. And so Christ did it, and now that he has given us an example, as the sins are covered by the blood, they are not erased, and they are only erased if we show that we have accepted all of the power of the gospel. So that has to be tested. And so Jesus is there going over. His Holy Spirit is there here with us, angels ministering to us, but he is going over the names to see who really accepted Christ, because he has made a promise to us that when we get on the other side, that sin won't rise again. So he has to put everybody through the test to make sure that we have really made a commitment. So many people who focus on the cross only are enjoying 50% of the gospel. They enjoy the pardon aspect of the gospel. But the gospel has power, not just pardon, and you can be victorious over sin, my friend, and that is the gospel. Praise the Lord. All right, it goes on to say the intercession of Christ in our behalf in the sanctuary above is as essential to the plan of salvation as was his death upon the cross. By his death, he began that work, which, after his resurrection, he ascended to complete in heaven. We must by faith enter within the veil, whither the forerunner is for us entered, Hebrews 6:20. There, the light from the cross of Calvary is reflected. There we may gain a clearer insight into the mysteries of redemption. The salvation of sinners is accomplished at an infinite expense to heaven. The sacrifice made is equal to the broadest demand of the broken law of God. Jesus has opened the way to the Father's throne, and through his mediation, the sincere desire of all who come to him in faith may be presented before God. Friends, Jesus is there presenting our prayers before the Father. We are now living in the great day of atonement. In the typical service, while the high priest was making the atonement for Israel, all were required to afflict their souls by repentance of sin and humiliation before the Lord, lest they should be cut off from among the people. In like manner, all who would have their names retained in the book of life should now, in the few remaining days of their probation, afflict their souls before God by sorrow for sin and true repentance. There must be deep, faithful searching of heart. The light, frivolous spirit indulged by so many professed Christians must be put away. There is earnest warfare before all who would subdue the evil tendencies that strive for the mastery. The work of preparation is an individual work. We are not saved in groups. The purity and devotion of one will not offset the want of these qualities in another. Though all nations are to pass in judgment before God, yet he will examine the case of each individual with as close and searching scrutiny as if there were not another being upon the earth. Friends, that comes from Great Controversy, pages 488 to 490, excerpts from those pages. And so I want to encourage you that we have an intercessor. His name is Jesus Christ. He's an advocate, like a lawyer, a defense lawyer. But as that defense lawyer has died for us, covering our sin, giving us forgiveness of sin if we confess our sin, his life was an example for us, and we can, through that example, have the same power. And therefore, only those who accept the other 50% of the gospel, which is the power, will be saved. We must endure to the end. Friends, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, 1 John 5:4. That means we must have victory over sin. We can by the blood of Jesus. I hope this has been an encouragement to you. No matter what you have gone through, no matter what sins are getting you down, you can have victory. You need to spend more time with God. Spend it with him in prayer. Talk to him as a friend. Read his word. Put aside the distractions, the temptations that pull you deeper into the sin that so easily besets us. And friends, God will always give you victory. He will always come through for you if you commune with him and put him first and foremost in your life. I pray that this has been a blessing. We're cutting it a little short today. We have a lot of things that we have to do in preparation for some things we'll be telling you all about in a future broadcast. But may the Lord bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. I'm going to ask my wife, Undreamed Of, if she would take us to the throne of grace.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time of having this worship, God, and we pray, Lord, that we can spend some time throughout this day studying and meditating on the goodness of your word. We pray for every soul on this line, asking that you would bless every heart in a special way, and that you would grant us spiritual, mental, and physical healing. These things we pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our closing song is, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will worship the Lord. I will worship the Lord. I will.